Santa Claus was in town for Christmasville. Before he left, he gave us the keys to open his secret warehouse here in South Carolina. This is one of his many affiliates across the country, and we're so proud to be here broadcasting live. And you're going to hear from so many of our folks in our community that make this a reality. We want to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340. And those also listening on the free WRHI app. As if we don't have enough to celebrate today, we're also celebrating the 78th anniversary of WRHI. 78 years ago, we signed on for the very first time, and Alan Miller is going to join us coming up shortly to talk about the history of our station. But again, when you look at our history of our radio station, Toys for Happiness has been going strong for 37 years. We cannot do it without our community partners, and that includes Smith Drayline. We've got the wonderful and great Harry Johnson joining us. Good morning to you, Harry.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Morning.
Hey, we're doing great. Harry has one of the best voices in the whole business. So if I have some time off, Harry, if you want to come on, you certainly can.
Thank you.
I'd love to co-host with you, Harry.
And he's got a great smile. Look
he
at that
does.
Smile.
He does.
That's my signature, my smile.
Well, it's money well spent for sure. Well, I saw Harry yesterday, Tuesday, at the Williams and Fudge bike race. Harry, your team, you did well, but you didn't make it to the championship.
No, Chad Eccles beat me, and I run with Chad, you know, several times a week. So, but I did congratulate him on his win, you know, beating me. So. He's a good sport, though.
Now, Harry did ask, he said, who ended up winning the community division, celebrity division? And I said, of course, we did at OTS Media. So I was very excited to be part of the winning team. Wink, wink. Because I did the first race with WRHI, the second race with Caporia.
I was wondering if you were going to tell on yourself or not.
And then they both made it to the championship, and Chris Miller kept saying, what happens if they make it? What happens if you, with both teams making the championship? I said, it won't happen. It won't happen. Well, we made it to the championship, and I said, oh, okay, well, this is going to be a little awkward. So Catherine Madden was there. She jumped in for WRHI. Caporium, I raced with Caporium, and we did not win on the Caporium part. But once WRHI, OTS Media, RHI won, I said, thanks, Caporium. I said, hey, congratulations. We got it. But you were there, Harry, because you, of course, Smith Drayline, helped to transport all the bicycles from Williams and Fudge here to the secret warehouse. Talk a little bit about what you do, why you do it, and how much joy this brings you.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, Alice and Bob Perrin and David, you know, we get every year we have just a tremendous amount of bikes, and it seems it keeps growing and growing. And I think this is their 18th annual, you know, bike race. But, you know, we coordinate, you know, with Academy Sports, and, you know, we pick up a load in there prior to Thanksgiving. And then, you know, we come back and pick up another load, you know, right before the day of the bike race. And then plus all the other community partners that deliver bicycles to the actual bike race itself. And then we transport them all to Santa's secret warehouse. So.
Harry, if you look around the room here, how everything's divided up, organized, just give your first reaction.
It overwhelms you with joy just to see the so much stuff that, you know, the community partners donate. You know, Rock Hill's a special place. People, you know, sometimes realize that, you know, how special it is, because, I mean, it's so many people just, you know, donate their time and money and toys, and it just takes a lot to get this Santa's warehouse up and going. And, you know, Santa's a special guy.
He is.
He sure is.
You know, on average, Toys for Happiness will generate as much as 28,000 toys to give to families that are just having a hard time, right? I mean, in today's financial world we live in, that folks who never thought that they would need help from a program like this, they're finding themselves, sadly, needing some help. Sometimes it's for a year, maybe 2 years, and then they get back on their feet, and then they repay the generosity that someone showed them. And as someone shared with us the other day, kids don't know if they're have and have-nots, right? So by the community rolling up their sleeves, donating these items, these kids are able to see, to have a Christmas and see that someone loves them, which is what the Christmas season is all about, for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a special time of year. For sure, you know.
So Harry Johnson is with Smith Drayline. Harry, tell folks a little bit about what you all do. What does a typical day look like for you all, or a typical maybe year?
Well, we've been around since 1888. And, you know, before my time, you know, we used to have horse-drawn carriages, you know, called a dray, you know, to transport stuff from the railroad stations and, you know, around town. But, you know, I've been with them for 31 years. And, you know, we do household goods moving, you know, locally. We do stuff, you know, overseas, you know, to Alaska. We do stuff locally, local moving. We also do commercial moves, you know, businesses relocating, you know. We do stuff out of town, you know, for businesses, you know, in Florida. And, you know, I was just in Maryland and doing relocating an office up there. But, you know, if you need it moved, we'll move.
I was about to say, any kind of movement you need to happen, you can call you guys.
We also do storage. You know, we store if your house isn't ready when you come to Rock Hill, move to Rock Hill, we'll store it for, you know, 6 months, a year.
Gosh. Yeah. Well, from Toys for Happiness to the Great Easter Egg Classic to Boo Ha Ha, you play such a big role helping us store a lot of the items that we collect throughout the year. And we just appreciate so much, one, you just being such a great community partner with us and just your generosity. Again, moving a couple of bikes in the back of a truck, yeah, you could do that. Or, you know, your generosity by supplying your big trucks, you can move so many more bikes. And we have, what, more than 400 bikes to get from wherever they are in the community here to the Secret Warehouse. And we just appreciate so much what you all do.
And that was a big thing yesterday. I mean, it's 422 bikes. I think we moved probably 350 of them or so.
Wow.
But we unloaded two tractor trailers and a straight truck along with the volunteers in about an hour. You know, it's just, it's amazing what you can do with, you know, a lot of people, a lot of volunteers.
And very true. So. And again, your generosity. I mean, you could also be out, and I know some of your crews are, working, right, like making sales. And so the fact that you're able to balance all that, I just think speaks volumes to what you all do, which is really impressive.
Our community's our home, so we need to, you know, make sure we're taking care of our homes.
Well said.
I love
and
that.
Nothing will test a relationship more than moving. So if you don't, if you want to keep the relationship you have, just call them, Smith Drayline. Let them handle it for sure. Right, Harry?
Absolutely.
I'm sure you've saved lots of marriages over the years. Harry Johnson's with Smith Drayline. Harry, thank you again so much for being part of a great part of Toys for Happiness, for sure.
Thank y'all, and just ask people to take time to remember the season and remember, you know, it's about Jesus Christ, our Savior that was born. So God's been good to us and this community. So
well
That's
said,
right.
my
well
friend.
Said.
Yes,
Merry
sir.
Christmas,
Merry Christmas,
Harry.
To you too, as well.